Guys, we're back with our featured guest of the evening. We're excited.
I'm excited
to have him on. A wonderful actor. We got the chance to chat with him at Monster Mania, one of the stars of It, the movie that came out in 2017, not the original, of course. He played Ben, the lovable character of Ben on the show. We welcome Jeremy Ray Taylor. What's up, Jeremy?
Nothing much. Doing good.
Hey, good to have you on Below the Belt Show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You're on the line with myself, Al Soto, Chachi McFly, the king of the 80s in studio, Don Douglas, and Jimbo in the house, talking to the one and only Jeremy. Jeremy, first of all, how did you enjoy your Monster Mania experience?
Wow, it was so amazing. It was definitely the craziest con I've ever been to. There were so many people there.
Well, you guys were like rock stars the whole day.
It was amazing. There was so much support. It was amazing.
I actually saw the line went outside of the actual room you were in and like through the hallway all the way down to the other part of the hotel.
I mean, there were so many big stars there. So many big stars there that day.
Yeah,
like Paul Rubens,
Tim Curry,
Richard Dreyfuss, like all these big names. And like I think the line was the biggest for like all the kids from It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was insane.
Was that the
fire marshal had to shut down the building because there were so many people.
Was that the first big convention that you guys have done?
That was definitely the biggest convention I've ever done, but it was not the first one.
Okay, it was awesome though.
Nice. So how have the fans been towards you? Do they love Ben? Do they love you? What do you think it is?
I think it's all Ben.
All Ben.
Definitely. He made me such a lovable person. It was amazing.
What do the girls that you encounter, they see you as the Ben character and think that you're romantic and like a poet and that kind of stuff?
No, I just have chubby cheeks. I'm adorable, I guess.
I mean, your character is so relatable. I mean, there was always the cute girl that, you know, as young men that we fall for, and we kind of fell for it, you know?
Yeah, I was rooting for him the whole
time. We were rooting for you, exactly what it was, yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody's had their Beverly.
Yes,
we have.
Oh, my God, yes, absolutely. Do you have a Beverly growing up?
Not growing up.
You're still... Do you have a Beverly that you remember recently?
Yeah. Like now, like today.
Today?
I'm still growing up. But no, I'm actually homeschooled.
Okay.
So not many girlfriends in my life, no.
Now, as an actor, is that something that has to happen?
Being homeschooled?
No, I don't think so. I'm only 14. I can wait.
No, he's saying being homeschooled. Does it have to happen, you being homeschooled?
As an actor, yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely helps, that's for sure, because it makes you so flexible.
All right.
And some public schools are really strict about, like, missing days and stuff.
Yeah.
And I would miss days, so.
Now, when you first started getting into acting, were you still in public school at the time? And, like, and how did the people, your classmates react to you? Were they happy for your success, or were you seeing, like, a lot of haters, like, in your school?
I've actually been homeschooled my whole entire life.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So no change.
So
then.
It worked out great. Nope.
So how did you get involved, if we could go back to your path to pursuing the wonderful world of acting?
I actually got accidentally discovered, I guess you could say, but I was on a business trip with my mom, and she was doing something with her business, and the person that was working with her actually, you know, like, noticed that I was acting up a little bit because I was, you know, we were in a professional place. I was just being Jeremy.
Right.
And she's like, I like your personality, so she just threw me at an agency. And I was like, no way am I going to be able to do this. And I was horrible at start. I was not very good. but, you know, 7 years later, I got It, and now I'm here. So
that's amazing.
Wow. Now, how was the audition process for Ben? The character of Ben that you played?
Well, first I actually auditioned for the part of Beverly.
what?
No. It was actually pretty short compared to most people. They all have their crazy stories, like auditioned for Stanley and then Eddie. But no, I auditioned for Ben through tape, and then Andy called me in for the meet and greet, kind of, where we do an audition with like all the cast to see how we work with each other. And I met Jack there, I met Finn there, I met Jaden there. And then I ended up getting the role, and it worked out perfectly.
Wow, that's fantastic.
You sound like you have an easy life. It's like he get discovered just for like acting silly or whatever, like out in public, and then right. he's like, I got no problem. Like, wasn't, you know, barely broke a sweat auditioning for It. Like, I think you're having a long career.
Yeah.
Do you love the industry? This is not something that you're pressured to do. Did you fall in love with acting?
Of course.
Nice.
From the first part that I got, like, it was amazing.
And is this your first horror movie?
The first part that I got was 42, the Jackie Robinson story.
Oh, okay, cool.
And, yeah, I worked with Harrison Ford.
Wow.
And I was so lucky.
For your first part, you worked with the great Harrison Ford.
How cool is that?
Exactly. It was crazy.
This kid is so lucky.
I
love it.
Oh, man, I'm blessed. But
did Harrison Ford offer you any kind of, any kind of pointers for acting?
No. It was kind of a little bit of a rush day, but okay. I was super nervous. Like, this is Harrison Ford, Han Solo. Like,
yeah.
And I was, like, 9 years old at this time. So I was super nervous, and I actually didn't recognize him at first because he had a fat suit on.
Oh, okay.
And he looked completely different. So I actually didn't realize it was him until someone said, "All right, so Harry, what are we gonna do with this scene?" And I was like, "Oh shoot, this is the guy." Yeah.
It's so cool.
But yeah, it was amazing.
That's awesome. And you're part of the Marvel Universe. Isn't that crazy? You're an Ant-Man.
I was. I got cut from that too, but it's all about the journey, not the destination. But
that's right.
I got to work with Paul Rudd. That was so amazing. And I actually had to bully Ant-Man's daughter. So that was really hard. Because you guys seen the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Ant-Man's daughter in that movie is the cutest thing in the world. So to bully her was, like, so hard, but she was so nice. It was all perfect.
Well, we can't see you as a bully after seeing you as Ben. It's kind of hard.
It's hard
to see.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was hard to bully Sophia Lillis on set, too.
So you're how old, Jeremy?
14.
So you starred in the movie It. Was it hard being like in a horror movie? Like, that was rated R, right?
It's a rated R film. Yeah.
So like, you couldn't even really see that legally as a movie, but you're in the movie. Did it give you any kind of nightmares? You know, kind of, you're behind the scenes and you see like people with makeup and stuff, but you know, was it scary just acting in that movie, being such a young actor?
Not really. I was just 13, and people really think that like filming a horror movie for kids is horrible. But, I mean, honestly, like, it was a time of my life. It was amazing. No nightmares were had. It was amazing, yeah.
Did you watch the original movie before you acted in that movie?
Not before, but I have seen all of it now.
Okay. And how do you think that movie, how do you think the original compares to your movie?
It's hard to compare them because, like, they're so different sometimes. Because, like, you know, Pennywise was taken so much differently. Like, Tim Curry, iconic. Like, he was so amazing.
Who was there on Saturday with you guys? Did you get to meet him Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I actually didn't get to meet him.
Oh, you didn't? Oh.
No, I was super, super stoked to meet him, but I ended up not being him.
So, being this movie, watching it come out at the theater at the premiere, like how does life feel after that? You're seeing, like, I mean, the movie, people were nervous about this movie because the original was so iconic that people were nervous about like a remake. But I think it was awesome. How do you feel about the movie after you saw it completed?
Sorry, I was doing production.
Well, yeah, I was really worried. Like, all of us were so nervous because we were hated at first. People were saying like, "No, don't fix it if it isn't broken."
Right.
It was really nerve-wracking. People hated Pennywise at the start, but it turned out amazing. And I actually said I wasn't going to go to the premiere at the start because I was too scared. I was like, no, I'm not going to go to the premiere. I'm not going to watch this movie.
You're scared from the reaction, or you're scared of how the movie turned out?
No, I was just scared because it's a horror movie.
Okay.
So I said I wasn't going to go and everything, but I ended up going, and it turned out amazing, and people loved it, so I'm really glad to be part of it.
Yeah, I probably saw the original when I was, like, around your age, and I remember that movie just being, like, super scary, just, like, because I was around the same age as the characters at the time. I definitely can understand your feelings on that. But, yeah, movie turned out awesome. I think it was a totally new twist on the whole It movie.
Absolutely.
And I think it focused a lot more on the kids this time than even the original. Mm-hmm. How did it feel like you were portraying kids in the 80s? How did it feel portraying kids in the 80s? I mean, this is definitely, like, you know, way before your time. A lot different than kids, I think, grew up now.
Did you listen to New Kids on a Loop?
Yeah.
Did I did. I did a playlist for Ben.
Uh-huh.
Like, on Spotify. So I got to listen to that music. And the director absolutely gave us, like, a packet of slang words and stuff.
Oh, cool.
I don't remember any of them.
But that is
like,
so...
slang words and movies and songs from the 80s.
Yes.
To get us, like, going. And shorts. They were...
Yeah. And I was surprised to hear that Cure song, Six Different Ways, when you guys were trying to clean up that bloody bathroom.
It was more obscure, yeah.
Yeah. That was hilarious. But, yeah, our parents were dying laughing at their inside jokes because, you know, it's from the 80s. but, yeah, shorts were
now, do the kids your age nowadays, do they still, like, ride bikes and hang out, or are you guys just until, like, you know, playing on your phones and having apps and video games and stuff?
No, I think we stay off our phones enough. I think, me and my friends go on bike rides all the time.
Oh, you do? Okay. Nice. So you actually get outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We like that stuff.
Now, do you think you could, if you had the choice, go back to the 80s and live like how these older people lived with no cell phones and, you know, no technology, basically? Could you do that now?
Oh, man.
That is a tough question. Give up your smartphone, give up your
video games,
Xbox,
YouTube.
And,
I don't think that's possible. I don't think that. Oh, man, that's such a kid thing to say. But, like, I don't know if I could do that.
In fairness, I was raised in the 80s and I wouldn't give up my phone to go
you
back.
Wouldn't.
So, I don't know if it's just a kid thing. I think they're right.
It's an adult thing, too. So, speaking of adults, your characters will be revisited in It Chapter 2. And I got to ask you this question when we met at Monster Mania, but obviously there's rumors that Jessica Chastain will be playing older Beverly Marsh. Who would you like to play older Ben?
I would love Chris Pratt to play the older me.
Yes!
That's awesome.
Star-Lord himself.
Yeah, it's a big thing to pull for. I know, but I think that would be amazing.
That'd be awesome.
That would be so cool.
Is he on the radar of the producers, or are you allowed to say?
Honestly, I have no idea. I'm just as close as everybody else. I have no idea.
Okay.
When do you start filming part two?
We should be filming it around the summer.
Awesome. So it looks like you'll be going between present time and flashbacks with the kids on the cast, which is what I'm assuming based on what I've read so far, which I think is a really cool way to do the next one.
Well, it's good to bring the kids back, I think, because, I mean,
yes. They
were a huge hit in the first movie. So,
absolutely.
Like, people want to see those characters again.
Yeah. And I think Jessica Chastain, who is in talks to play the older Beverly, is a perfect, perfect casting.
I agree. I totally agree.
And the whole dynamic of the kids in the movie It reminded me of the kids in Stranger Things, that kind of, like, dynamic back in the 80s.
Not just Finn being in there, right?
Yeah. No, did you actually watch Stranger Things, and did you get any kind of inspiration or, like, any kind of direction from that series?
Oh, yeah. It's, like, the best show. Me and my mom binge-watched, like, the first season in, like, one day.
Oh, nice.
So...
And there's a lot of parallels. I mean, obviously the big parallels is having Finn Wolfhard as a part of It and Stranger Things. But would you agree there's a lot of similarities?
Oh, know, they were in the 80s. They were great friends. They all have bikes. Yeah,
I know. Yep. I know. Yep. That's how it seems. Now,
Wait. You mentioned your mom. We actually got to meet your mom at the Monster Mania.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah. So what are your mom, your parents, whatever, doing to keep you grounded? To keep you from getting a big head? To keep you keep away from all the people in Hollywood that will like try to take advantage of you?
We actually live on a farm in Tennessee, so
okay. Ah, there you go.
I go clean a chicken coop or something like that. So yeah, just the farm. Keeps me grounded, you know?
Yes. Okay, eventually, do you think L.A. or New York might be calling your name?
I don't know. I like my hometown. I like living on a farm and like, in the middle of nowhere, you know?
That is actually very refreshing.
I like tape auditions.
That's refreshing to hear. You
know, yeah, and things are moving more to Atlanta now, so I don't know.
That's true.
I don't know if we'll have to.
Yeah, you're so close to Atlanta.
It's good to see your mom, like, traveling with you, trying to, like, you know, just keep an eye on you and make sure that you're always, you know, taken care of.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, I guess can we talk about Goosebumps 2 Horrorland?
We can talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, okay, so right, is that's the project you're working on now with Jack Black?
Yes.
Fantastic. Of course, the lovely Wendy McClendon Covey. Who we've interviewed here on the show, and Madison Eisman, who's actually starred in Jack Black on the Jumanji film, and then Dr. Ken Jeong is a part of that cast. How's the experience been so far?
It's amazing. We're on location right now, and Madison's so nice. I haven't met Wendy or Ken yet, but I'm super excited. I love them too. But yeah, it's been super amazing.
Wow. I'm guessing you can't mention your character just yet.
I can't tell you anything about him yet.
Okay. But we are certainly looking forward to it. The next project for Jeremy in Goosebumps. So that's amazing. And of course, It Chapter 2. Jeremy, you're in a...
You're filming this summer.
You're doing fantastic, young man. I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much.
Have the marriage.
Thank you.
Have the marriage proposals came in yet since your movie yet?
I have been proposed to once.
You have been?
No, I'm joking. Yeah, she couldn't find ring pops, but she gave me a different candy. But she totally proposed to me. It was just funny.
That is wild.
hopefully she was your age.
Yes, she was.
Okay, good. Now,
don't need a cougar or anything, you know?
No. And did you kind of have a little crush on Sophia, or do you kind of keep it professional?
No, we're totally friends.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And I imagine it seemed like the camaraderie of all you kids together, seeing you, it seems like you've made some really great friendships with the cast.
Oh, yeah. Friends forever. There's no way that bond's going to ever break.
That's awesome.
So you guys still hang out? You still keep in contact? You know, besides Monster Mania?
Oh, yeah. We have, like, a group that talks to each other all the time. I was actually just talking to one of this interview. So.
Well, your friend's breaking up a little bit. What was that?
I was actually just talking to one of them before this interview.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Awesome.
That's fantastic. Nice. Well, Jeremy, we won't hold you up because I'm sure you have to be on set tomorrow. We really appreciate you calling into Below the Belt Show since we couldn't talk to you in person.
Right, and thank your mom for the interview. And
thanks to Tracy.
Yes.
She did for setting this up. And before we let you go, Jeremy, if you could, let us know who you are. Let us know you're from IT. You can mention any other projects. And then let us know you're listening to Below the Belt Show. And at the end, can you throw out like a IT catchphrase or a Ben catchphrase at the end? Or New Kids catchphrase.
New Kids, yeah.
So whenever you're ready.
Okay. I am Jeremy Ray Taylor. I am from the 2017 version of IT. And go check out my new Snapchat show with James Gordon. It's called James Gordon's Next James Gordon. Go check that out. It's on Snapchat right now. And you are watching Below the Belt. And please don't go, girl.
Yes! Jeremy, thanks. Thanks so much for calling. That was a great promo.
Yeah, and we expect like a huge future from you, even bigger than you are now. So it sounds great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Fingers crossed.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.